We're learning a maim about the Pridik Rebbe. We're almost finishing it. Let's move on. Hine, now. Kol zehu bidvarim amutarim. This thing that a person can actually decide what to do, what not to do, etc. And has to be careful with the things that are not supposed to be doing. Even so, a person has to sanctify themselves. Even bidvarim amutarim, with things that are allowed. Etzim adavar shehu oiseh hu mutar. Berakte al yedei asiyot so yunaseh shafal begaruva min habehema. The thing itself that a person is doing is actually allowed. But through doing this particular thing, a person becomes even lower than an animal. Why? Because the animal at the end was created to have pleasure in the world, whatever. But the man has a higher objective, so to speak, in life. So when a person behaves like an animal, you're actually lower than the animal because you have more potential than the animal. Furthermore, a person from doing too many things that are allowed, a person can come, God forbid, to forbidden things. And this is that the person, the Yetzer Hara, the bad inclination, seduces the person and takes the person to do forbidden things. It works the same way. The Yetzer Hara, the bad inclination, shows you how good this thing is and how pleasurable this thing is. And the bad inclination shows you how arouses your passion. And you can't stand it, and you end up doing things you're not supposed to be doing. Rahman al-Islam. God forbid us. God saves us. And the way that the bad inclination takes you to these things, is just as our sages say in the Talmud, this is actually the job. He's an expert on its job by the bad inclination. Today he tells you to do one thing, and tomorrow he's going to tell you to do something else. To the point that tells you, go and do idolatry. The bad inclination is an expert in his job. First of all, the Rebbe is explaining the Talmud. First of all, it seduces the person with things that are actually allowed. Because in those things it's easier to make the person transgress. But through this, the soul of a person becomes more mundane, more coarse. And this is the beginning of the work of the bad inclination. A person becomes coarse. The mensch, durch taiva seter, through passions that are actually allowed. This means, as levad zois vozer machtim a greisen mog, beyond the fact that the yetzer hara makes a person a great ken. I can do this. Mimogdos, we can this and we can that. What can you? Look, go to the kosher store and you can everything. Wow, I can. I can eat everything. That's good. Ungefind im ois kama heterin and finds for you many like workings in law, in halacha, that you, this is allowed, that is allowed, that is allowed. Und chutz dem, beyond that fact, der ganze tachlis von dem Yetzer Hara is oif zu vergroben dem Mensch. The whole objective of the bad inclination is to make the person more coarse. As jeder Sach, was er tut, that every single thing that a person does, soll er wählen gor dem Geschmack in der Sach. He should only want the pleasure of that particular thing. Und in der Sach. Und die Taiva von dem. And the passion behind it. The passion behind it. That's where you should focus your life. I was explaining like very clearly how the Yetzer Hara actually works. Unaser verbrekt im Yemolt. And when the person becomes more coarse, then the will of the bad inclination grows, it really grows, and now you want everything, anything. And this will is really strong on the person. You really want a lot, anything that you could call the word passion behind it. The hine, because this works like this. There are many different levels in the nature of an animal soul. There are those whose animal soul is not so strong. That means there are things that the person has a passion for that, and there are things that a person just, I don't want this. It doesn't really, no. I don't like it. And even the things that you really like, it's not so strong, you know? It's okay, I can live without it. No problem. Es ist recht, as es nicht euch. You're fine if you don't have that also. It's okay. That's one type of nature. But there are those whose animal soul is so strong. That means kol mashi einav royeiv v'chol ayodea loy ayadua loy sheyesh metziyus davar taiva areyu misavel hazeh. Everything that the eyes see and everything that it's known to you that there's such a thing that is pleasurable. Ah, I want it. You know what? In Switzerland they do chocolate. Yeah, really? I want that. You never saw it. I don't care. I just heard there's such a thing that's pleasure. I want it. Erbil Alz, he wants everything, says the Rebbe. The Ataiva will be taken of God, and even those things that you want, it's with such a strength, with a lot of really awakening, you really want this. And you will not rest, you will not be at ease until you actually fulfill the passion of your heart, even in the things that are actually forbidden. Even those things, you don't care anymore. I just want and want. Omnam, however, lifamim yachol yis legam kasher nefesh habamis shaloi. Ine be'etzim tivoi eine betekev gadol mitzad atzmoi. It could be sometimes that even in a case of a person that is animal soul, by essence, by his nature, is not such a strong animal soul. Hain, madrega reshoina nal betivoi nefesh habamis. That means the first level of animal soul that we spoke before, that the guy, something wants, something doesn't want, and he's okay. Not such a terrible thing if I don't have it. But you actually trained your animal soul that through a lot of being sunken in passions, it becomes a strong animal soul. Even by nature it is not. However, you actually train it. And it ends up being very strong. A person becomes through this really coarse. And now he says it in Yiddish, the same thing. It becomes so coarse, such a coarse person. By nature, he wasn't like that, but he became that. As we can see actually in the world. Even though essentially is not so strong, such a strong animal soul, however, through this so many times that the person fulfills his passion in the pleasures of physical things, of material things, even permissible things, the strength of the animal soul grows so much out of that. You actually trained your animal soul to be a bigger and more terrible animal. To want everything and with strength. Really strong. It is known that that the strength of the animal soul brings a weakening of the divine soul. I should add a parenthesis over here that I think is very important. Even though the Rebbe over here is talking to Jews with the animal soul and the divine soul, whatever that means, and for Bnei Noach, there's no such a thing as a divine soul. But I think it's so clear and so simple to say, even though the Rebbe doesn't say this, I'm adding this, that he's talking about the human soul. Not only the divine soul. Again, the Rebbe is talking about the divine soul, talking to Jews. I don't know why we're learning this. But, however, you could say, wait a second, I know why we're learning this. Because human beings, the Rebbe is defining what a human being is. And if a human being behaves like an animal, hey, I think you got it wrong. You're not an animal. You're a human being. So if you behave like an animal, you're worse than an animal. And this whole description applies 100% to non-Jews. You're talking to me about the divine soul. Yeah, very fine. Change that word and put human soul. Every single human being was done to the image of God. Betzalmeinu kedmutzeinu is done in the image of God. Whatever that means. Go look in the commentaries of the Chumash, doesn't matter now. But the point is, we have a human soul. So the same thing applies. The more animal you become, the less human you are. Ukemaimer, as it says, tuk fa de gufa chul shod de nishmasa. The strength of the body is the weakness of the soul. The toike va chumbris de nevesh abamis, the strength of the coarseness, materialistic desires, etc., of the animal soul, generates a weakening of the divine soul. The lay me by Shemisrach med mitoirva void shabalev zutfila, not only that the person becomes very far from learning Torah, from doing tfila, the work in the heart, with the heart, etc., prayers. It's not even possible for this person to understand a godly idea and to meditate in that idea. What do you mean? Bring me the next chocolate. I don't know about meditation. Bring me the next burger. I don't know about meditation. I'm hungry. It's impossible that a person should feel a godly thing in its soul. To the point that it becomes like excited with projection of the heart to actually get divuk, like together with this thing. Etc., and be included within godliness. It's impossible. For this person, it's impossible. He doesn't understand what you're talking about. The Rebbe is so categoric. All of this is not even possible at all. Forget it. Elo, not only that. Also, this idea that there's no fear of God in front of his eyes. He forgets completely about God. At shemash davar ahu neged retzen Hashem ein meineu meyakev esem asios, to the point that a certain activity he knows that is against the will of God, but that doesn't prevent him at all from doing it. I don't care. He forgets. V'tamadavaru mepnei she'in elokim retzen nidbarach nidgash benafsho lispoel mazeh. And the reason for this is because the godliness and the will of God are not felt in his soul, and therefore he's not affected by it, by that. Even though this person does not negate, God forbid, God and his Torah, he doesn't say there's no such a thing as a God. And the guy knows that the Torah is true. And he knows that this is forbidden according to Torah. However, it is not felt in his soul. The Rebbe emphasizes many times felt. Do you feel it or not? Beyond what you know or what you don't know, you might know many things, but you really feel it? You live by it? If you don't feel it, you're not going to live by it, even though you know it. You're not a fool. And this, actually, I'll translate it in a second, but this is such a simple thing because it applies also when a person is driving the car and in the middle of the night, there's nobody around, you know, red light. There's nobody around. What do you mean? 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm just going to go through the red light. Who cares? Okay, there are rules. Something is right, something is wrong. Do you feel it? You might, God forbid, kill somebody or whatever. You don't feel it. Just go. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. So again, translation. Amnon, gam kenen nirgash benafsho. He doesn't feel in his soul how isur, that this is forbidden, actually. In a way that it would prevent him, and a person should have the strength to stand against his own passion. He doesn't care. He doesn't feel it. All of this comes out of being sunken in permissible things. The animal soul grew so much in the person, and the godly soul became so weak inside. That's why when the animal soul seduces you and shows you how good this thing is, even though this is something really forbidden, the guy doesn't care. He goes after that. And he actually does it. God forbid. All of this comes from the seduction of the bad inclination in permissible things. Now, this is like the last chapter where the Rebbe puts everything, all the ideas together. Abale Yasakin, the Maimar, the discourse started like Leman Das Kolam Ya'aretz Kiavayu Elokim. The usually we translate Ame Ya'aretz, they should know, the nations of the world should know that God is the Lord, whatever, there's nothing else. And usually we translate Ame Ya'aretz, ignorant people. And the Rebbe said, no, we're not talking about ignorant. We're talking about people that deal with things of the land constantly. That's why he starts the last chapter. He's talking about businessmen. That's what we're talking about. The guy is really busy in things of the land, so to speak, of the earth. And we're not talking about like poor people. No. He could be really so rich and so busy and so buying and selling stocks in the market. And the guy is really important. Yeah, but it's into earthly matters. Their whole life they're busy with business, buying, selling, etc. And these people are really not related to other things. He's really busy doing business, and he's not even related to having passions and having pleasure of physical things. Their whole life, they are really busy in their business. Who had that? This business, in itself, is a permissible thing. Buy, sell, whatever. Make money. It's fine. And it's necessary. Okay, as our sages say, it's good to be learning and to also make a living, you know? Otherwise, you're going to have to steal people, whatever. How are you going to pay the bills? Hine, gam baze yesh kama asate su pitui me yetzerara amaviri mesa adam al daite. Yal das koine. Even in this case, like up to here, we spoke about somebody that cannot stand the passions. But this guy, he's doing business. He's in Wall Street and he's very busy buying, selling, paying attention to what goes on in the world, etc., etc. And somebody comes to me and says, you know, the new iPhone, I don't care about the iPhone, I don't care about food, I don't care about anything, I have to do business, I'm busy. And if I don't pay attention, I'm going to miss the opportunity. So forget it, I don't care about anything else, I'm just busy, don't bother me. Even in these cases, this is the third line of 172, גם בזה יש כמה הסתות. There are many seductions, פיתויים, it's the same idea, מהיצר הרע, from bad inclination, that מעבירים את האדם על דייטה, that take the person out of his own real understanding, well, that's koine, and out of the understanding of God. Behainu, what does that mean? Like, take you out of your real, real good behavior. Inyan ribu yatirda be'esek, the fact that this guy is really busy, like, really, it's not that he says he's busy, he's watching the newspapers, he's really busy in his business. Shemutrat baze yom v'layla, he's busy on this day and night. This prevents him from learning Torah. The guy says, I don't have time for this. I have to make more money. And this guy cannot pray with the congregation. Forget it. It's too late. I have to go to the business. And he cannot concentrate and know the translation of the words. The simple translation of the words you're saying in the prayers. I'm so busy, I have to pray quickly because I have to go work. מפני שמדם בנפשוי, שעל ידי שיסק בתפילה לשמוע באוזנה מה שהוא מויצה בפיו, בכוונה פשוטה, לכל הפחס. Because this guy, it's like a long phrase, this guy thinks in his soul that through that he will take longer to pray and to hear with his ears what he's saying with his mouth, בכוונה פשוטה, with a simple concentration, simple understanding what just what you're saying. לכל הפחות, at least that, just understand what you're telling God. להשמיע לאוזניו מה שהוא מוציא בפיו. At least hear what you're saying with your mouth. There are a lot of people that just pray like this. And sometimes you really put your ear close and say, what are you saying? He doesn't really understand what he's saying himself. He fools himself into what he's saying, what is written in the book. Not true. Ulispale betzivur, he doesn't have time to pray with the congregation. Ulistakev zman belimud haTorah, and stay a little bit afterwards to learn something. Al yedei ze yafsid shelo yikne ve'imkor beisayin. The guy thinks through this, if I take too long in prayer, too long in learning, etc., I will lose. I'm not going to be able to buy and sell at that particular time. The truth is that this is such a fool thing, such a fool excuse. You're a fool. The kasher yosim libo bedaita lirois sanase ito ibechlolus ha'olam. When you put your heart and your mind into see what's going on with you, and in general in the world, halo yirea adam leinayim. Aren't you going to see with your own eyes? אשר כמה פעמים ילך בדרכי המסחר, many times you go into business, וישמון הדברים באיתם ובזמן, and you actually take care of everything, a single thing in its particular time, in its particular way, etc. ומרבה בשיחו, and you talk a lot with this guy that you want to sell him something, ותחבולס שוינס, and you make all kinds of ideas and things to try to sell this עסק בתירך הגדול במאות, and you're really into it, and you're really putting your effort, a lot of effort, and after all of this effort, in a loy arviach kol neuma, ogam yavsi, you don't win anything, you don't earn anything, and sometimes you even lose. You really put your effort, you really did your best, and you didn't make the sale. Ulepamim, all the times, in a bimeat zman, in a very short time, bimiut esek yarviach, and with a very small effort, you win, you earn. What's going on? In Ken, if this is so, מי יאמר אשר ביעקב אשר לא ישעסק בבית הכנסת להתפלל במוסון? Who is going to tell you? Who tells me that because you actually stayed in the synagogue and you prayed the muslim with time, ללמוד אחר התפילה, and you stayed a little bit and you learned something after prayers, Yafsit, who tells you that you're going to lose? How are you so sure that you're going to lose? Maybe it's better for you not to do so much business, and with the help of God, you will win, you will earn in a very short time. ובפרט, in particular, אם לא יהיה שכיח על השם, if you would not forget about God, אשר הוא הנויסן לא יקויח לעשיס חייל, he is the one that gives you strength to have the possessions you have. וברכת השם דווקא, יישא שיר in that Talmud says, just as the Talmud says, that the blessing of God, that's what makes you rich. Don't forget about God. בעצם העסק הוא רק בדרך עשייס כלי. And the involvement in the business, that's just like making a vessel במה שתשרי הברכה, in what the blessing is going to actually recite. אבל העיקר הוא ברכת השם, but the main thing is the blessing of God. אם כן, if this is so, עלי צריך להיות מוסר להשם, don't you have to be given yourself to God? And there are puts in parentheses, the same thing, darfer doch seine iber gegeben der iker zu lukus. Your main giving yourself has to be towards God. He was one of my friends, as I say, he is the one that actually sustains you. You only have to make a vessel for this. But wait a second, that's your business, that's okay. אבל די במעט היססקוס גם כן. But it's enough with a little bit of involvement also. וזהו דקסי בברך השם הלכך וכל אשר תעשה. And that's why it's written, God is going to bless you in everything that you do. שצריך לי יש עשייה. You have to do something, it's true. לפי שהשפעה באה על ידי לבושי הטבע. Because all the energy from God comes through the clothes, so to speak, of nature. You have to be within nature, you have to do something in order to get the money. Like dollars don't just appear in the pocket. You have to do something. The agam, the mezonot shel adam ktsuvim le'erev hashana v'yom ha'kippurim, even though that the sustenance of a person, the whole money that a person is going to make the whole year, that's fixed for the person. From Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the year, to Yom Kippur, mikol makom alei adam nidam b'chol yom. Isn't it true? This is an argument in the Talmud. It's a very interesting argument. Isn't it true that a person is judged every day? What's the judgment of every day? If I was just judged already in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what's the judgment every day? Be'eze oifen tiyashpa. How are you going to get what God determined that you will get throughout this year? So every day you're judged how you're going to get. וצריכים כלי לזה, and you have to make a vessel for this. Go work. והכלי צריך על יש תהוירה, and this vessel has to be pure. וראויה לקבלת ברכה עליון, and appropriate to receive the blessing from God. Like, don't steal. If you steal, you're going against God. So of course, that's not a good vessel, so to speak. Yeah, I steal banks, you know? I rob banks and I make a lot of money. No, that's not what God wants. Yeah, I'm just making a vessel. No. אם כן, על ידי שתורד הרבה בעסק, ומדמה שאין באפשר להעסק בתויר ולספל כדי בוי, מפני שיבס חס ושלום, על ידי זה. And therefore, this fact that the guy says that he's so busy in doing business, and he thinks he cannot study תויר and pray properly because he's going to lose through this, דימיון הוא דימיון כוזב, ושטות גודל באמת. It's just your imagination, and you're a big fool. It's a big fool thing that you're thinking. Then ממה נפשך? Look at it, either way you look at it, you will see, says the Rebbe, quote, that I'm right. אם חס ושלום לא יש קצפה סמשך, אז החס מלמי לרחמן לסלם ראשון ויום הכיפורים, אם, God forbid, you didn't get anything of God's goodness, so to speak, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So God decided this year, I'm sorry, you're going to be poor. If that's the case, okay, what are you going to gain by working a lot? I'm so sorry. This year, you don't get anything. On the other hand, if God decided that he's going to give you a lot of money this year, a lot of goodness this year, you don't need so much work. Don't worry, God is going to take care of you and it's going to be fine. ודאי רק במעט, גם במעט עסק, מאחר שהוא לבוש לבד. And it's enough with a little bit of work, because that's just the garment through which you get your money. But your money is over there, don't worry. Because the main thing is the blessing of God. Any person of business sees this clearly. Now let's go back to the beginning of the whole discourse. That's what it means for the nations of the world to know that God is the Lord, etc. Elohim u'gematria tev. The word Elohim sums up the letters of the word, etc., 86, which is the same number that the word hateva, the nature, sums up. That's gematria. Summatory of letters, numbers, etc. Ve'avaye hu lemaila min hatev. That's Elohim, nature. Havaya is beyond nature. The Rebbe doesn't go into the deepness of this. Doesn't matter right now. Point is, Havaya is beyond nature. And the truth is, Havaya hu Elohim. What does that mean? That God, which transcends nature, is nature. That the truth is that the nature itself is beyond nature. What we think it's nature, the truth is not. Not nature. It's God. How do you accomplish seeing this clearly? You have to learn Torah. You have to learn. And you have to work in within yourself, so to speak. The people of the businessmen, the business people, they know and they see everything comes from God. However, this knowledge is just like a transcendent thing. Yeah, it's like in the back of your mind. That's what the verse is saying. You should know. Every single person should know. You should take this knowledge and put it inside of you, so to speak, in your innermost parts. And then you will recognize that there's nothing else but God. Like, what's the verse saying? That which you already know, because you know this, that God is the Lord and nature, and you should actually be conscious of this and put it within yourself and be okay. Go pray properly, go learn properly, and God is going to take care of you. Don't worry.